they will be back. Supposedly Gronkowski and his people have had a talk with Robert Kraft and his people and Belichick and his people, and we'll see how the peoples get along. Okay, 4:56 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. I'm your host, Dominic Brown. I'm putting the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sport, but we invite you to stay tuned for at 5 a.m. for the Pentecost Sunday edition of Sounds of Praise coming your way. Great music and a great message in the music as well. Part 4 of the series entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. So until next Sunday, your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic Pentecost Sunday. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. We will be having a Memorial Day program as well. So stay tuned for that. A lot of great things coming up here on Sounds of Praise. So stay tuned on the Brown Perspective on Sports on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Thank you.
The Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts presents the Pentecost Sunday, May the 20th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. This year entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit, Part 4 of an ongoing series with your producer and host, evangelist and pastor teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown. Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to our Pentecost Sunday edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. From now until 8 a.m., plan to be here bringing the very best in gospel music. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come and thank you, Lord, for this day that you've allowed us to see. Thank you for the reality of this day, which is Pentecost Sunday, for we who believe in you. We thank you, Lord, because of your sending of the Holy Spirit into the world more than 2,000 years ago, and because of his presence here, as you promised, you're filling our hearts and our lives with your presence, with your direction, with your strength, with your anointing, with your victory that you alone can give. And so therefore we surrender ourselves to you and to your control. Use us so we might be able to impact multitudes of lives this day with the message of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in his blessed name, and for his praise and for his glory. And let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you. go up. God's blessings come down. When the praises go up, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God!
525 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown on this Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, May the 20th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We're bringing you part four of our ongoing theme, the release of the Holy Spirit. We began with our program theme, Kirk Whalum, Ken Whalum III, and Hugh Whalum with Fit to Battle. The GMWA Women of Worship followed with This Is the Day, our New Day theme. Chicago Mass Choir followed When the Praises Go Up. And we just heard the late Reverend Timothy Wright in the New York Fellowship Mass Choir with Enter His Gates. 526 is the Sounds of Praise time, and our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today because of the nature of our program, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. You can give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. We plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Memory went blank there. We'd love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone up here again. You need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work on your behalf. And we also invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we lift up the many prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne, because God has given to the church the power of intercessory prayer. It's our right, it's our privilege, it's our obligation, it's our duty to pray with those who have needs out there. Okay, we, like I said, it's Pentecost Sunday. Maybe you may not know what Pentecost Sunday is all about. Pentecost Sunday is the 50th day after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Jesus was resurrected so that the Spirit of God could come into the world to then formulate the church by filling each and every believer in Him with His divine presence. And so therefore, we have the presence of, as believers in Christ, we have the presence of God by the Holy Spirit living within our physical body. And that's why Pentecost is such an important day, because without His presence, we can do nothing, but through Him, we can do all things. And so we commit ourselves to His control, allowing Him to be released in us and then through us into the lives of many this day, not only through this ministry, but individuals out there who will allow God to do His work in and through their lives, can be used by Him to accomplish the great works that He wants us to accomplish in the world in these days, so that the world might know that, and they might have an opportunity to turn their lives over to Jesus Christ and receive His salvation and move forward in Him. That's how we got saved. Someone filled and anointed by the Spirit of God presented the gospel to us in some way or other, maybe just invited us to church or whatever it might be, and the Spirit of God was able to work in our behalf. And now we're here to continue the work, to pass on the good news. You can be saved. You can be filled. You can be blessed. You can be used by God in tremendous ways if you allow His Spirit to work in and through your life. Evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar getting us underway from the album the same name. This is Fill This House. And we're not talking just about the church, about our body, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, let your glory fill this house. Lord, let your glory fill this house. As we lift up our hands in praise, in praise, Lord, let your presence fill the house. the heart. Lord, let your glory fill the house. Lord, let your glory fill the house. As we lift up our hands in praise, Lord, let your glory fill the house. Lord, you can let your glory. I know you can if you will.
Lord,
let it fill the house.
About the inner man, the me, that's in me.
once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary. We lift our hands to give you the glory. We lift our hands to give you the praise. And we will praise you for the rest of our days.
Yes,
yes. We will praise you for the rest of our days.
We lift our hands.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands.
We lift
5:42 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, May the 20th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We're bringing you part four of our ongoing theme, the release of the Holy Spirit. And as Pastor Shirley Caesar said in her song, Fill This House, we're not just talking about the church building. Yes, we want the church building to be filled with the presence of God, but the presence of God doesn't really bother with buildings per se until the people of God get in there and we bring the Holy Spirit with us and we allow him to be released in us, and so therefore the services can be a blessing to those who come in and receive salvation and healing and deliverance and forgiveness and strength and direction, all the things that the Spirit, that Jesus said the Spirit of God was going to do, because he was going to be not only with them, he was going to be in them. Jay Moss coming up next, and this is Praise on the Inside. Why? Because the Spirit of God is there.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way. I say thanks. Sometimes I just get so bubbly on the inside, I just wanna holler it out. Come on. There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler, holler's are enough from the depths of my. Put your hands together.
I can't keep to myself.
A holler,
a holler, stirring up.
Oh, you ain't praised him until it came from your belly.
Jay Moss here on Sounds of Praise, and that was Praise on the Inside. And that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. They said there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind and cloven tongues like as of fire set upon each of the 120 in the upper room. And because of his presence in their lives, they couldn't stay in the building any longer. They had to take the blessings and the joy and the praise of God out into the streets where they could impact the lives of those who had come into the city of Jerusalem to celebrate Pentecost Sunday. And that's what Pastor Marvin Sabbath is going to sing about, how the Spirit of God has come into our lives to overflow and to do His work in and through our lives.
Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Overflow.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Move with power.
Ooh,
of this hour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Holy Spirit. Overflow.
This is a good place to lift up your hands and worship. Magnify the God of your salvation right now. Hallelujah.
Let your glory overflow, and your presence take control. Lord, this is what I want you to do.
Move with power.
Move with power.
Lord, this hour.
Right now, right now. My soul,
bread of heaven,
bread of heaven.
Feed me till I want no more.
We need you to
flow.
I said we need you to
flow.
I desire you to. I want you to
flow.
I realize I can't make it without you.
Flow.
Breathe in my life.
Flow.
Take what's wrong and make it right.
Flow.
Repair me and share me
flow.
With the people so that I can be all you want me to be, Jesus.
Flow.
I tried it on my own. Myself, I realized
flow.
That my life was a mess until you came along and
flow.
You begin to order my steps. You set them in order so that
flow.
I can do what you want me to do and be what you want me to be.
Flow.
That's why I need you to just keep flowing in my life. That's all I need you to do, Jesus.
Flow.
And be right
flow.
So that everything that's night will be light
flow.
Do it in my life, please. Do it in my life, please. Lord, we need you to
flow.
Flow in every area of my existence.
And when you allow God to flow into your life, you will then be able to flow out into other lives as well. The Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship Mass Choir here on Sounds of Praise.
Hallelujah. There's a sound of worship in this house that has to be brought forth this morning. And let us lift it up now. Flow to you. Flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all. The songs of my heart, let them rise to bless your name and flow to you, flow to you. Lord, let my worship flow to you. Is that your desire? Well, then lift it up with us. Flow to you.
Flow to you.
Let the river.